You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter Bill Ladson. And Bill, a tough week last week for the Nationals. They dropped 3 of 4 in the Beltway series, and then they dropped 2 of 3 to the Rockies. That's a series where they could have really used a series victory, but they do bounce back on Monday. So we'll get into Monday's game a little bit. We'll get into Steven Strasburg's health, and I know you got to sit down with Bryce Harper recently. We'll talk about that as well. Let's start with Monday night, though, because Tanner Roark really stepped up as a stopper for this team. 4-0 win, and Roark, one of the big stories, 7 scoreless. He allowed 4 hits, and he struck out 5 along the way, and he's really become kind of a big game pitcher for this team.
Yes, he has, and you know what? They needed him to go deep in this game because, as you know, the bullpen is spent. It's been overworked. And, you know, they need a guy like Roark and Max Scherzer to really go deep in these games because the bullpen really needs the help. And, you know, it seems like they're not even using Melanson right because it seems like he's in every game and even in non-safe situations. So hopefully, you know, these pitchers can continue, the starting pitchers can go deep and help these relievers.
Yeah, Melanson closed out Monday's game as well, like you mentioned. He pitched the 9th. Mark Zepchinski pitched the 8th. And how about that pickup for this Nationals team, Bill? 3 appearances so far. No earned runs. He has allowed a run in those 3 appearances. But he's the guy with the funny name, I guess. People call him Alphabet. People call him Scrabble, all sorts of stuff. But he's always been a guy that could come in and get big outs for teams, and now he joins the Nationals. He hadn't had a great season, I didn't think, leading up to that move, but the Nationals bring him in, and so far, a pretty good addition for that bullpen that you mentioned is taxed at this point.
Yeah, so far, so good, and I think they picked him up because of his postseason experience. I mean, this is a guy who helped the Cardinals win the World Series in 2011, and hopefully, you know, he can really help his bullpen out, and like I said earlier, the bullpen's overworked, and Dusty Baker's using them, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, overworked because, let's face it, there's been some short starts. You mentioned the need for Roark to go deep, Scherzer to go deep. Lucas Giolito gets another spot start for this team, and maybe a little better. It's his longest start so far in the major leagues, but still just 5 innings. He gave up 6 hits, 4 earned runs. He took the loss and then optioned back to AAA for Michael Taylor. Any positive signs from this start from Giolito, who had been pitching great at AAA?
The only thing I can say is, you know, you said it earlier, he was just okay.
Yeah.
I mean, his fastball wasn't incredible. I mean, his fastball was clocked at 93 miles an hour. And, you know, his fastball speed is supposed to be higher than that. And then, as you saw, the Rockies just, you know, just beat up on that fastball. So, I mean, so far, he's just been okay. And I have to see it. Hopefully by next year, you know, when he gets a real chance, he can show that he's the pitcher everybody expects. I mean, after all, he's supposed to be the number one prospect in their system. I mean, I just have to see it before I pass judgment because right now I'm not that impressed.
Yeah, certainly there's still some work to be done, and I think he's admitted that as well as far as command and location especially, but every time he goes back down to the minors, he looks great. I wonder how much of it is maybe a mental hurdle that he needs to get over as well, just pitching in the major leagues versus pitching in the minors. We will see. The team has to make a decision on Matt Latos, and I guess sources say, Bill, that they're going to bring him up to the major league level. He had an option there where he could leave the team if not promoted, but he'll be a September 1st call-up. Is that right?
That is correct. He'll be there in September. And, you know, this is a guy who pitched for Dusty Baker in Cincinnati, had his best years there. And, you know, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if we saw this guy in the rotation. It wouldn't surprise me because right now they don't have a 5th starter right now. You know, like Joe Ross, you know, we talk about him. I think he's going to be in the bullpen by the time he gets back. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Latos is in that rotation by the time he gets there.
Yeah, we will certainly see. And obviously the guy they really need in that rotation is Steven Strasburg. A bullpen session on Monday that I guess went very well. So far, so good. What's the plan, Bill, for when he could be back on the hill in a game?
Well, everyone is talking about he'll be back within 15 days. But then again, I have to wait and see because, you know, every time this team says 15 days, it's more. So we'll see. I mean, you know, the Nationals are very protective when it comes to arms. So I think it's going to go past the 15 days. I really believe that because of who he is and the problems he's had in the past. So, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see if he's actually back within the 15 days.
Yeah, they're protective of arms in general, and especially historically, obviously, Steven Strasburg's arm, and especially now with the new contract in hand as well. All right, I mentioned that you got to sit down with Bryce Harper, Bill. How was that? Obviously, things are looking up a little bit for Bryce right now at the plate, playing a little better, swinging the bat a little better. How's his confidence right now?
I think his confidence is great right now. I think, like I told him, the key now is he's going the other way. When he goes the other way, that means Bryce Harper is back to being the player we're used to seeing. I mean, he's already up to like 250 now. I mean, before he was like in the low 230s. But he's not trying to pull everything, and I think he knows that, and that's the key as well.
Yeah, because this team's going to need him in October. I mean, it looks like they're safe as far as getting there. Obviously, despite the struggles of the last week, they still have a 9-game lead in the National League East. So they're safe, but they're going to need Bryce Harper in playoff games to have big at-bats. I think you mentioned, Bill, you got to sit down and talk to him a little bit as well about his heroes growing up and being a baseball player.
Well, it's called Harper's Heroes. Yeah. He helps little kids with leukemia. And, you know, the guy gets emotional when talking about that. I mean, he knows he actually knew people who had leukemia and passed away. And he's helping kids right now, you know, try to get better, try to help them forget about the illnesses they have. He invites them to the ballpark. And it's great what he does. I mean, we always try to look at Harper's controversies, but this guy actually does some great things on and off the field. So, you know, and to see him getting emotional like that, it was really a sight to see. And it's for real. It's real.
Yeah, that's the side of Harper that we really don't see. And part of that, I guess, Bill, is because it's not something that he promotes. I mean, he does this stuff, but he's not out there saying, look at me doing this stuff. He kind of keeps it under his hat and he does it on his time.
That's correct. And I tell you, though, you really have to really dig deep to find out what he's doing off the field, because you know, it's more than that. I mean, he loves to play softball with some of the DC fans outside of Nationals Park. He does a lot of things that we really don't know about, and deep down, this guy's a great guy.
All right, great stuff as always. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. For Bill Latz, and I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.